Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Christopher J. Worth. He's an Inc. Magazine top podcaster, author, keynote speaker, coach, and trainer. Christopher, welcome to our podcast.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
So I was just saying, Christopher, that some people I just like vibe with literally instinctively, and other people it's like, yeah. But the point I'm getting at is this podcast is called the Gifters Podcast because I really believe that our stories are a gift to the world. And even with you, I have this scheduling link and I ask some questions like favorite food and what you've been doing. And just those two things alone, meaning you love ice cream, which I do too. I actually said that in my TEDx talk. And then you mentioned you interviewed Evan Carmichael, which he's an awesome guy too. And you have a cool name like mine. But what I'm saying for the people listening, some things in life in terms of connection and communicating and building rapport, you don't have to complicate things. Some people you vibe it, some people don't. But with Christopher, immediately, literally in the first 5 seconds. So first, Christopher, I appreciate that. And I'm curious, why do you think that is sometimes where sometimes you just vibe immediately and other times it's like, whoa, what's going on here?
You know, it's a great question. And I lead a Tuesday night mastermind. And one of buddies said something that really hit me is he said, your vibe attracts your tribe. And I think that's the same thing in this regard is what you put out that vibe, what you send out to other people, it comes back to you. So I think there are certain people that, you know, you vibe with, but then on the flip side of that, you also have to be open to those conversations because you never know where a simple introduction via LinkedIn or social media could lead to a friendship, a relationship, or even your biggest or largest client. So I think you always have to be open and willing, but I think it starts with first being open-minded to meeting new people and having those conversations.
I love that phrase. Your vibe attracts your tribe. That's amazing. And frankly, again, sometimes people don't vibe with you, which is fine because again, I don't know if Plato was quoted as saying this, but essentially he said, be kind for we're all fighting our own inner battles. And I always do my best to remind myself of that because again, whatever someone's putting out there, it's from them and not from you or I, but I appreciate you. I appreciate your energy and your vibe, Christopher. So let's just dive into you. You're an Inc. Magazine top podcaster. Talk about not just your podcast, but why you started it. And I really encourage other people to start theirs as well.
Yeah. I think podcasting is something that I don't even think at this point in 2020, it's gotten remotely to the level, but I realized that a bunch of people like to read books. A bunch of people like to listen to books. A bunch of people like videos, audio. And I realized that a podcast is an opportunity to share other people's stories. So the second question I ask each guest on my show is to share their no-quit story or a time in their life where they could have given up or given in. And something you and I spoke about before we started recording is sharing stories is so important, whether that's for business, whether that's for education, whether it's as a parent. There are so many ways to learn from other people. And I think podcasts are a fantastic avenue. And the best thing I like about podcasts is it's free for the listener. And you can search different people's shows. You can search people that have guests on. And I think there's so much information out there. And to your comment, I'll just echo that is if there are any listeners today that are thinking about, should I, could I, go ahead and start one. You never know where it's going to go. And one thing we talk about every day on our show with our company is we want to positively impact at least one person every day. And I think during these challenging times, especially 2020, every company, if every individual tried to have a positive impact or a positive conversation with just one person every day, we'd be in a much better place than we are right now.
I love that mindset, Christopher. And also I love your motto, which is no quit living. And again, my motto is the Gifters Podcast because I really believe your story is gift to the world. Yours is No Quit Living, but I want the listeners to know that, look, whether Christopher's been doing it for years or I have, it doesn't matter whether we have done it more, longer, lesser, more. It's more about you have a voice. Whoever's listening, you have a voice. And if you believe you have a voice, then you should share that voice. And if you're going to share that voice, why not invite other people, just like what you're saying, Christopher, to your tribe? Because unfortunately, the world needs more voices that are positive, uplifting, and proactive and supportive because a lot of haters out there. All you have to do is go on YouTube, especially in the political world, whether you're Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter what you are, you're still a human being. And ultimately, if you're a human being, hopefully you can connect. So when did you realize you had this desire to help and serve, Christopher?
You know, it came back to started with just in the sports world. I played two sports in college. I coached college basketball for a few years, and I realized, and one of the things we talk about with our company and our clients is the positive mental advantage, the PMA. And we realized, and I realized, that how you approach everything in life is super important to the outcome, whether it's in business, whether it's relationships, whether it's family, spouse, kids, parents, grandparents. How you approach things is so important. And you have, I have, your listeners have the opportunity every single day to take that positive approach. And it doesn't mean that everything's going to be absolutely perfect. And it's not that Pollyanna fake positivity where you live in this fake world, but it's always attacking whatever comes at you. And 2020 has been a perfect example of a very difficult time, not only in our country, but throughout the world. And I've seen some amazing people that are attacking with a positive attitude and a positive approach to try and make each opportunity, each day, each challenge a little bit better. And I've realized during the past few years that with my clients and speaking and doing a lot of the work that I do, is it's having an impact because people understand there are certain things you can and can't control. Something I talk about often, a term I know you know and probably many of your listeners do, is control the controllables. You know, you can't control the weather. I can't control the weather. You can't control what somebody says, how they respond to something you do, or how they don't respond, but you can control your attitude and you can control whether you're going to start today with a positive approach, with a positive mindset, or you're going to take the opposite and say, woe is me, and look at it from the other direction.
That's great. And so, Christopher, for you, what is your no quit living moment, or one moment of those types?
Yeah, I went through a pretty difficult two plus year divorce. I have three young kids, and it was just incredibly challenging. It was expensive. It was emotionally draining. And I can honestly say that it was the best thing that happened for me, not to me. It was the best thing that happened for me. And I would also be lying if I said every single moment I was smiling and jumping up and down. There were days and moments when it felt excruciating and you kind of wanted to give up and just, you know, throw your hands up. But it really taught me so much about myself that I really didn't know. And the most important perspective of it is I met some amazing people that helped me through it. And now they're, you know, business relationships, friendships, and just, it's incredible as you get tested during those times. And I think you come out stronger, more educated, and hopefully not just through divorces and things, but in any aspect of life, is hopefully you come out a better version of yourself.
That's great. I really appreciate you sharing some of these things relative to what you're saying about your vibe attracts your tribe. And I'm going to drop a line now because it pretty much captures what you're saying, or at least I hope it does. Meaning, true friends are like firefighters. They run in when everyone else runs out. It's really easy to find friends when you're partying and you have praise and you wrote a book. It's very easy. But during those times, in your case, for instance, you had this emotional challenge with divorce. There's so many things going on, obviously, right? But for listeners, hopefully you know that it's a good thing because it'll help you grow and learn. And it's not always seen like that, obviously, but whether it's death or loss, we all will go through this. And that's the crazy thing. Like you're in the Greenwich area, and we talked about Ray Dalio. He wrote a book called Principles, and he talks about everything that's been gone through, whether death, loss, job loss, losing limbs, blindness, someone else has gone through it. So if someone else has gone through it, that means you can probably get through it. But it's looking at what you said before, just being objective. It's not about just, oh yeah, I'm going to be positive, I think it's going to be fine. No. It's just about accepting that certain things happen and ultimately you can get through that. So thank you so much for sharing that story, Christopher. Regarding your podcast and your book, are they both in the same vein of things, or your book is a little different?
Book is a little bit different. It's a fable similar to, not sure if your listeners know the author, John Gordon. He's I think a 22 book author. It's a fable about positivity, and it's titled The Positivity Tribe. It's about three high school juniors, and it's about them going through very challenging times in their personal lives, and they come together and form this quote-unquote positivity tribe. And it's just something that I think it's resonated with a lot of people. It just released within the last week or two, so it's really new, but the feedback's been fantastic. And for us and our company, it's all about inspiring people. And like you said, it's that story, and through story is, I think, the best way to inspire people, not only just during these challenging times in 2020, but moving forward. And I think what you're doing is fantastic because it takes other people's stories and gives them a platform, which is similar to what I try to do on my podcast. Again, asking for that no quit story, because my hope every single day with our podcast, with anything we do, is that one person will listen, one new person, and they will connect with somebody in some way and say, you know what, because of this person's story or because of this person's perseverance, I'm going to keep going today. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what a week, a month, a year, but because of this person's story or this person's quote or this person's insight, I'm not going to quit today.
That's great, Christopher. And I hope our listeners know and hear, but more importantly, apply your lessons, Christopher, because one thing I appreciate is that you have this straightforward attitude, but you said, hey, I'm just hoping for one person. You're not hoping for like a billion people, which is fine to have ambitious goals, but I like that everyone can connect with one person, whether it's a smile, whether it's an emoji, whether it's a hug in time, whether it's a compliment. So thank you so much, Christopher, for being a role model for us and our listeners. How can our guests connect with you?
I appreciate it. Best way is our website, which is noquitliving.com. I always leave my email address because I love connecting with people. It's chris@noquitliving.com. And I just want to touch on for 5 seconds what you said before is everybody can't impact everybody, but every single person can impact one person. And if you think about that and take that to heart, think about the positive impact that would have if we compound it over a week, a month, a year.
Christopher, thanks for impacting us and our guests. Have a great day.
You too. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.